Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati in studio. Thank you very much for joining us. Oh boy. Royals lose last night to the Boston Red Sox. Matt Strom did not look very good at all. We'll talk to Mike Boddicker about that a little bit later. Get his thoughts. I know that Mike was cautiously optimistic, but as with any other young pitcher in the majors, there's going to be some rough spots with Matt Strom. Hopefully he can bounce back from last night's bad performance against a really good lineup and a really good team and stick in the rotation, because I think long term that's what's best for the Royals. But not last night, as they lose 8-3. Chris Sale denied the complete game, but still 8 1/3 innings and only gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 10 strikeouts. Matt Strom only lasted 3 innings and gives up 7 hits and a walk, 5 earned runs, and so his ERA balloons to 4.80. Moose comes up with home run number 19, which is awesome for Mike Moustakas as he continues to try to chase down Steve Balboni. And that was home run number 100 for Mike Moustakas in his career last night. So congratulations to Moose. He had Haas with RBI number 500 the other night, and now Moose with home run number 100 for the Kansas City Royals. And then hopefully Jorge Bonifacio will snap out of his recent slump with that home run that he hit last night, home run number 10, and he hit it off of Chris Sale and chased him from the game. So that was the only two bright spots, the home run from Moose and the home run from J-Bone. Other than that, Scott Alexander looked pretty good out of the bullpen. He continues to be an underrated weapon. His ERA after his two-inning stint last night is down to 1.44. And hey, Travis Wood offered up 2 scoreless innings, and that is not always been the case this year. So again, we talked about this the other day. Hopefully he's turning things around. So at least 2 decent performances out of the bullpen last night, but the Red Sox were just too much for the Kansas City Royals. Their Chris Young is better than our Chris Young. Their Chris Young went 3 for 5. Our Chris Young didn't play, thankfully, but I'm going to go ahead and give that Chris Young the nod. Is the better ball player right now. Also, cool story with Eric Hosmer and Devin Marrero, who is a childhood friend, lifelong friend. The Hosmer family describes him as another son, and I guess he spent a lot of time with the Hosmers as a youngster when he was playing ball with Eric Hosmer, and they were hoping that he would still be with the Boston Red Sox when Boston came to town, because he was expected to be sent down, but he was there because of some injuries, and he had a chance to give a big hug to Eric Hosmer, and watching that, there was an interesting story from Joel Goldberg, and then, of course, he made a good play on Eric Hosmer, which Eric Hosmer did not like, but Marrero did, with the Hosmers looking on, so that was a cool story. But bottom line is the Royals end up losing to the Red Sox 8-3. And now this afternoon, they will play for the series win. And yes, it is an afternoon game, so that should be fun out of Kauffman Stadium. The Orioles beat the Indians last night 6-5, so that went the Royals' way. Also last night, the Minnesota Twins won a slugfest against the Chicago White Sox 9-7. And the Tigers lost in extra innings to the Mariners 5-4. So your updated standings in the AL Central: Cleveland finally ends their winning streak. They are 1.5 games up on Minnesota. Minnesota picks up a game with their win. The Royals remain 3.5 back, Tigers 5.5 back, and the White Sox 6 back. And I mentioned today is the deciding game in this 3-game series with the Boston Red Sox. And that takes place at 1:15 in the afternoon with Ian Kennedy on the mound, who finally got his first win in a long, long time. He's now 1-6 with a 5.03 against Drew Pomeranz. Scared the hell out of me just now. Drew Pomeranz entering the game 6-4 with a 4.18 ERA. So it should be a nice day to go out to the ballpark. I'll have a chance to go see my good friends with the Holiday Distillery out at Kauffman Stadium. So anniversary day will begin early.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my wife out there and enjoy some good times, watching some afternoon baseball. But then we will not see the end of that game. Let me go ahead and tell you that. Because then we have to go home and get ready, because it's going to be an early night to start off at Sprint Center with Tesla, Poison, and Def Leppard.
Oh, boy.
And according to the official rundown, and what I found is the older bands that have been there and done that and been around the block several times, like I have, been around the block a lot.
Yep.
You know, I still walk around the block just to stretch my legs. But they appreciate a schedule and appreciate being on time. Maybe, you know, they weren't in the 80s or the 90s, but these old school bands that go back out on their reunion tours or trying to take money out of the pockets of all of us that are trying to relive our youth. And I'll raise my hand. I'm right there in front of the line. I like to go see these old mm-hmm. school bands. They appreciate schedules. They appreciate the fact that it is a school night or a week night, a work night. And most of the people that are watching them are old and broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the show to start on time. But it's going to be a long one. So Tesla, I think, hits the stage like at 6:55. That's early, right? Still, even if they're a little bit late, 6:55, and then I think Poison hits the stage at 8, and then Def Leppard after like 9:15 or so, and they play till like 11. So it's not like it's going to be really early, but it's just going to be long, and I don't want to miss any of Tesla. I don't want to miss any of it. So got to give myself a chance to go put on my rocking clothes.
You going to wear some acid wash jeans?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
You going to borrow one of Rustin Dodd's denim jackets?
No, it wouldn't fit half of me. I can't wear the same thing I wear to the Royals game, I'll tell you that. So go home and get myself right, make sure these kids are ready for an evening under the watchful eye of their older brother, which he's thrilled about.
No, I'll bet you they're ready.
He is so happy with that. So this is going to be a little bit of an anniversary week, so you may be babysitting more than one time here.
Yeah.
In the next couple of days. You just watch it.
Yep.
Just watch your P's and Q's, young man. And so it's going to be a fun day, and it'll start out at Kauffman Stadium with the Boston Red Sox and the Royals at 1:15. Hopefully the Royals can win the series. I want to see what Ian Kennedy has to offer.
Going
to
be hot out there. Make sure you hydrate, Steven.
I'm not going to be out in the sun. Come on now.
Even in the shade, it could be kind of...
I'm not going to be in the shade.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Hey, hashtag real talk, right?
Yeah, hashtag big
this
time.
This is anniversary time. I got to take care of mama.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do right. We got to watch this game from the indoors.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we got invited somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
We got invited by a client. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, Kansas City.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and guess if I was sitting outdoors, I would not be going to the Royals game today because of the heat. I do almost anything I can to escape this the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and plus I sparred last night, which is something I shouldn't have done. And so there's different things that are sore right now.
Mm-hmm.
After my trip to Glory MMA and Fitness with the boys. They sparred Jake, Richie and Phil went after it.
They both survived?
Everybody come out okay?
I had to step in at one point. Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, friend of the show, cousin of Taco Salazar, and professional MMA fighter who was teaching the class, at one point goes, Mel Wood, they're really getting after it, aren't they? I said, yes, they are. And I'm about ready to step in.
It's been a long time coming.
I'm going to step in and bring this down a few notches. And so then I get in, and so then, you know, then I had to spar with Richie, and I had to...
Well, he was, teach him a thing or two?
I don't know. He was feeling it. He was ready to roll, and then... like a dummy, I sparred with somebody else, and I took a shot, and I gave one. Just, you know, you get all caught up in it, you know. It's a competitive spirit. It's a competitive fire, you know, and then your face hurts and everything else, whatever, you know. But you get it in the moment, you know, and I'm around my element. I'm hearing bells ringing. I'm hearing bells ringing before I even get there. Yeah. I'm hearing bells ringing right now, to be honest with you.
Somebody answer that phone, right?
I've heard 4 or 5 bells since the show started. Yeah. You know, I'm about to throw a right hand here in a minute. I just, ding, ding, you know.
Get Shane in here.
Ding, ding. Yeah, get Shane in here. I'll crack him right in the stomach. I'm just telling you.
Clear for a week.
And, you felt it. There's nothing quite like getting your bell rung, you know. And I got my bell rung a couple times last night, you know. And I'm like, hey, yo, right? You know, things start to slow down a little bit, then they speed up. Then like, oh, how did I get to Lee Summit? Funny things like that, you know. Yeah. But it's all in all, it's good, clean fun for the most part.
I think this indicates a lot about, you know, how you and I are different. As you were sparring at a gym last night. I was doing yoga on a soccer field last night.
Yeah, you posted something on Facebook, and I said, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I don't know what you mean. You said salutation this. Like, what are you?
Sun salutations,
I don't know
maybe.
What that means. This I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, someone else, you see, like, I don't know, what does that mean? You trying to be a smart ass with me right now on Facebook?
Yeah, pretty much.
I bet Jake knows what a sun salutation is, do you?
Sure, it's some type of pose.
Yeah, it's like a series of poses, yeah.
Do a sun salutation, Shane. Shane just gave someone the finger. That's not a sun salutation.
That's not a different kind of salutation.
Absolutely
right
not
there.
What you're supposed to do. But if you did that on the pitch, boy, you'd be remembered forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun, though, last night. I needed to... Actually, I didn't need to do any of that. Yeah. You know. But the boys had fun.
There you go.
And they're learning. You know what? Sharkbait teaches a good class. He said he'd like to get his hands on you, Jake. But, you know, I don't know about that.
Like how? Like, he wants to work with me or he wants to fight me?
I don't know. I didn't.
Get his hands on
I don't
me.
Know. You could, you'll have to.
He
get,
said that?
No, well, that's Taco Salazar's cousin. And so
right.
You have to.
Got a good last name.
Yeah, I mean, he listens to the show, and I'm sure his opinion's based on whatever Taco tells him, so you tell me. Do you think it's good? Do you think he wants to get his hands on you to help you? Or gets?
I think probably help.
He'd like to get a shot in on you because I can make that happen awful quick.
Probably, you know, go through some training.
Right.
I could do with that young man.
Jake's a hard man to get his hands on.
No, we've tried so many times.
A lot of people have.
Right.
Unsuccessfully.
Ian Kennedy on the mound. Who likes a Wednesday afternoon game? I sure do.
Sure. Love it.
Little businessman special.
Do they still call it that?
We do.
I like it. I like that.
Why not?
I like to think about guys.
I think it's going to be a business person special because there's a lot of working ladies out there that might want to, you know.
Guys in suits going out there and ladies going out there in full business attire.
Yeah.
Everyone in full business attire.
Like a nice pantsuit.
Right. Whatever you wear to work, go out there.
Yeah.
You got a uniform or something, let's make this thing happen. Employees only, baby. If you don't work, go out there too. You got more time on your hands, whatever.
I got a bunch of work to do. I like to be able to do work while I've got the baseball game on all at the same time. You know, I like that. It makes the day go faster.
You got a bunch of work. Like, what do you mean by that?
It takes a lot of time to prep for the next sporting game, play the Galaxy on Saturday, so I got to get a lot of prep work done on that, so I can prep for that game while I'm watching the Royals game on my Fox Sports Go app on my iPad.
It's weird that you would be doing two things at once.
I know, it is weird, isn't it?
Is that a different approach for you?
Multitasking. Yeah. It is different. I know. I usually stay very focused on one thing at a time.
Usually it's one thing at a time for Nate.
Yep.
Nate, one time, Nate.
Yep.
Give me one thing at a time, and that's all I'll do.
One track mind, Nate.
When we take a break, when we come back, we're going to hear from Ned Yost, and he'll talk about the game from last night. We've also got some post-game sound from Matt Schramm and Mike Moustakas. Hopefully no Boston reporters pissed off Moose last night. You know, they need to back off of him. Leave Moose alone.
Well, they probably, those Red Sox fans are probably picturing Mike Moustakas belting home runs in a Red Sox uniform.
Well, I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no shame in that. If I'm Boston, I'd be salivating at the thought of Moose at Fenway Park.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they want to come off of Rafael Devers and that kid Groom, the 18-year-old phenom Groom, those 98, 99. And start tossing those guys around. Mm-hmm. Give me a call. I can't do anything, but you can just call me. I mean, I don't know.
Talk a little turkey.
I mean, I don't know. I tried to get the things greased up for a Chris Young for Chris Young trade. Nobody wants to do that. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, for the Royals, would be I think you would.
Right, but that would be even Boston. They're all about history. They appreciate the history of baseball. Why wouldn't you want to make a deal where Chris Young gets traded for Chris Young?
I think they appreciate winning baseball games more
than
just making random historic things happen.
Nobody is going to remember years from now how they did in this regular season. What they're going to remember is, do you remember when we traded Chris Young for Chris Young?
I don't know that many people would remember that.
Yeah. Hell, I'd remember it for, how long would you remember it for, Jake?
Ever.
How long will we talk about that for?
For life.
By the way, Jason Groom is the young pitcher that you can send over here if you want. Wouldn't that be significant in your life as Royals fandom? Like the day that Chris Young was traded for Chris Young. I mean, they're both in town.
Which is the day that Chris Young's not on this team.
No, anymore. But you can make it better. You can make it a real event. Shake things up, man.
I'm for it.
You know?
I'm all for it.
Like, say, hey, we got, like, who do you got? Chris Young. Who you got?
Who you got?
Chris Young. Well, what do you want for Chris Young?
Chris Young.
Huh. All right. I'll give you Chris Young.
You give me Chris Young?
For Chris Young.
I give you Chris Young.
And then maybe people are confused. I don't know, but you end up with the good Chris Young. And they got to go with that Chris Young. And throw in something, I don't know. Find someone else named Young and throw it in. I don't know.
MC?
Whatever you want to do. My point is that the opportunity is there. You need to jump on it as fast as possible. Throw in some cash. I don't know.
I don't think the opportunity is there.
Nope. It's not.
I've been told my entire life you cannot hit a home run if you don't swing the bat.
That's right.
Okay? You're not going to get a date if you don't ask. Well, no, you actually can't get a date without asking. Whole other story. You know what? Let's break on that note.
Yeah.
Back after this. That's sometimes, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I should just shut up. Didn't they have the Girls Ask Guys dance back when you were in high school? What did they call
that? Yeah, WPA.
What does that mean?
Women Pay All.
Oh. I've never heard it used in those terms.
You haven't heard that before.
Yeah, WPA. Those are the only dance freshmen were allowed at Aquinas.
As the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get asked it as a freshman?
Yeah. Yes.
Why were the freshmen allowed at that one? The women had to pay, so the freshmen could go?
Yeah.
Who asked you? Do you remember?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Your freshman year, who took you to WPA? Why can't you?
You know, you throw her name out there?
Why not? You went to a freshman dance with her. Is that bad?
No.
Who was it?
Emily Bolin.
Emily, thank you for asking Jake. Made him feel better.
Ran into Mrs. Bowen at Costco about a month ago.
She's still mad at you about that date?
No.
You went with her daughter?
She looked at me and said, you haven't changed a bit.
Now, do you take that as an insult or a compliment?
Well, I mean, I thought about it. I'm like, if you saw me about 3 or 4 years ago, you probably thought I'd changed quite a bit.
Because if somebody told me, like from high school, you haven't changed a bit, I would be pissed. That would be such a horrible insult. Like, I hope I've changed in every possible way since then. Just being honest.
I think she was just talking about physically.
But you know what I mean? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, I don't, you know.
True. True.
Have you changed a bit?
Yeah. Have you? Hit puberty. At some point. At some point along the line.
They dropped.
Yep. Then, right,
didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a beard in high school, too, so maybe I haven't changed a bit. I did have hair.
No?
I had hair.
So did I.
Not anymore. When we come back, we'll hear from Ned Yost and Matt Strom after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the show. I will politely request a mixture of Tesla and Poison and Def Leppard throughout the show to get me focused for the show tonight at Sprint Center. That's going to be a fun show. Tweet at me if you're going to be at the show tonight. What band would you like to see the most out of those three, Jake? Nate, do you like you don't like those bands, do you?
No, I do. I like I don't know if I have any Tesla music on my iPod, but I got a handful of Poison and Def Lep.
You got a handful?
Yeah.
How big? Like how many songs? You got that one?
I got that one.
Say that. Do that, Jake. Do that intro.
I don't even know what
that
they're saying.
That kind of sounds like... Yeah. That sounds like you. That sounds like Jake and Rewind.
Pretty good.
I want you to record a promo, or record you doing that, and I want that to intro the show every day, right before we go on the air. I want to hear that out of you.
So it'd be like, oh. The big liner, the big voice, or you're listening to Sports Radio 810, WHB, and then me follow up.
That would make me laugh every day.
What?
That would make me laugh every day.
You know what? I might start the show that way then.
I would laugh every day. So I'm stupid.
Poison and Def Lep always take me back to 5th and 6th grade down in Ark City Middle School in Ark City, Kansas. Quite a big, they were the two hottest bands going at that time, you know.
And you're sliding up and down the banister in your overalls. I don't know why I said that. I feel like you get up and slide down the banister and run out in the yard and grab your raccoon and get your slingshot out of your back pocket.
After finishing your ants on a log.
What?
Yeah?
Whitewash the fence.
I mean, you're not too far off on all this.
And then you go noodling.
I never went noodling.
That's not what I heard. Oh, that's why they ran you out of Ark City.
Oh, I don't think they'd run you out of Ark City for noodling.
Nah, you know, but you weren't in the water.
Drunk fish.
Not on the Arkansas River.
You were nowhere near the river. It's the problem. Where's Nate at? Ah, he's out in the back noodling. Wait a minute. So you used to do your farm work to this music?
Well, everything, you know, not everything in Ark City's on the farm. I mean, you know, I had middle school mixers and parties.
Were you allowed
like
to dance in Ark City?
Yeah, dancing was not forbidden in Ark City.
So this was like a Footloose thing?
What town was that that they lived in Footloose?
Footloose Town.
Footloose Town.
It.
Yeah, this Ark City's not Footloose Town. You're allowed to dance there. And
so John Lithgow was not the preacher there?
No. There were some preachers there, but they didn't have enough sway on the whole city to make sure that you couldn't dance.
Well, I'd love to go to a church where John Lithgow was the preacher. I feel like it would be great.
Pretty captivating at the pulpit. But, Ark City High School, Ark City Middle School, this was this song right here was huge.
See, this is going to be great tonight.
What was the other one that I remember hearing a lot at that time was Talk Dirty to Me.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Easy
and
young fifth grade Nathan Katie being
Mama's Fallen Angel.
Very very curious Nathan Katie trying to understand
very
the lyrics.
Curious. Yep.
Trying to wrap his young mind around these lyrics and what this could possibly mean for him in the future. Let's hear from
You know our mutual friend Summer Abil was such a Poison fan that he handcrafted a pair of acid wash jeans for the concert. This was several years ago now.
Dedication, dude.
Yeah. This must have been the year that my wife and I were getting married, because he still lived at our house. And he called my wife in a panic at work. And she thought, well, this must be an emergency. Bill's
right.
Called like three times. She called him back and he's, how do you acid wash jeans?
Oh, boy.
Well, Google wasn't around then?
I don't know. He was afraid that if he poured too much bleach into the, you know, washing machine, it would bleach, like, about several loads afterwards, which was true.
About 12 years ago, Jake called me frantically and asking me a question about acid, and I was like,
"That's a different."
who is this? I hung up on him, but he kept calling back. Let's hear from Ned Yost after last night's game. Matt Strom did not pitch well. Here is the Royals manager, Ned Yost, on Matt Strom's performance.
His stuff was really good, just struggled to command the ball. He was up in the zone, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, it's a pretty pretty tough lineup to navigate through up in the zone.
It was like Strom said, "Let's get rocked."
Right. Well, I don't like that. That's a good song, too. By the way, off to a real good start. Spinning hits, DJ. You put me in a 15% better mood.
Yeah.
Just right off the bat. That's what you can do with your music. So thank you. Just you keep on spinning them.
Yeah, we'll get you back up to 50%.
Like, you know, this is your 80s show. This is your chance to shine. Hell, who knows? Maybe representatives from Def Leppard and Poison and Tesla are listening, and they're looking for a guy to spin hits to open the show.
Hey,
and all of a sudden,
I'm available.
DJ Goody with the booty is
$5
up
bucks
there.
An hour.
Wow.
And I'll start every song and
people are on their feet cheering.
Right.
Ned Yost was not cheering because the Royals were facing Chris Sale last night. Here's what Ned Yost had to say about the lanky lefty.
No, he was good. I mean, he threw more changeups tonight. Changeup was really good, but so was his fastball and slider. He's always tough.
Oh, well.
Just saw the question that was posed to you on Twitter about your sparring session
yesterday. Right. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. Here is more Ned Yost on Mustaka getting home run number 100 and Eski getting hit number 1,000.
Yeah, these milestones are, and they're jumping up on us, Haas, with, you know, 500 RBIs and 1,000 hits and Salvi. It's just great to see.
And then everyone's leaving. Who said that?
I think you just did.
You did. You said it.
You said it. We all thought it.
I was going to say, is that incorrect? Or
no.
It saddens me.
Yeah.
Think of the good times.
What was the Dr. Seuss line? You quoted before, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. And it's not over yet.
Oh, when it's over, I'll cry. There's no question about that, but whatever. Not going to focus on that right now. Ned Yost tells us that last night, he was asked if last night will be a learning experience for Matt Strom.
A learning experience?
A career start?
No. I chalk it up to not commanding the baseball. What are you going to learn from, you learn to command the baseball? Oh, he was just up in the zone. You know, his stuff was really good. You know, he was just up, up, up.
Can't you learn to command the baseball?
I hope so. I mean, some guys, I guess, could probably never learn it, but.
What was wrong with that question?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I mean, and don't these tough outings for young pitchers, can't they be used as a learning experience? And
well, Matt Beisler always says when he's on with us, you either win or you learn. That's his philosophy. You either win or you learn.
Hmm.
And so if that philosophy is true, then Matt Strom should learn.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you learn what happens if you don't command the ball down when you face a lineup like the Red Sox. Especially with two strikes in that fourth inning, he was struggling to throw quality two strike pitches.
Ned did not like that question. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. This next minute of the Border Patrol will feature you on TV watching me listen to Def Leppard. Take it away. This is about Richie and Phil, actually, now that I listen to the lyrics again. Boy. Mood's improving. Arrow's pointing up. Now smile like I'm thinking about tonight. Come here. Fun. You know what? Tonight, Kansas City, let's get rocked. Huh?
Let's get the rock out of here.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with that? It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's my anniversary. Let's get rocked. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you're going to get rocked tonight.
What? All right. Matt Strom got rocked last night. I'll get rocked tonight. But Danny Duffy, I saw him throwing pitches at Kauffman Stadium. He was throwing pitches wearing his baseball britches. And I was excited. Who talked to him? Rustin Dodd?
That is correct.
One and only.
Old Rusty?
Russ.
Rustin Dodd?
Hey, Russ.
Go to bed, Russ.
The Prince of Caddyshack, Rustin Dodd?
The man.
Let's hear Rustin Dodd as he caught up with Danny Duffy, who was out there throwing the baseball around before the game.
Ned's talked about maybe you're a little bit ahead of schedule. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I feel like I could definitely get going on this a little bit quicker. Obviously, never want to put the carriage before the horse, but I feel like I'm ready to go. As it stands right now, I don't feel any pain. I feel like it's fully healed. It's just about building up now. And I understand you have to have patience when it comes to this kind of injury, but and being a starting pitcher. But I'm, you know, if they ask me to go today, I'd be ready to go out on a rehab assignment.
Your next step is again
another live, and then we'll see what happens.
Which is on Friday.
So we'll have probably one more up down, and then another inning, or maybe another two innings. But I threw two innings today, about 40 pitches. So I'm probably mixed in 7 or 8 outs there on the span of those 20 apiece. So it's good. It's really good.
Throwing all your pitches?
Yeah. Yeah, everything out of side step the whole nine. So it's good.
So if all went well, possibly they might send you out next week?
We'll see. I'd like to think that would be the next course of action. We try to take it day by day in this rehab thing of done it for a lot of my career, so never want to get ahead of yourself. But if I had to, you know, really put a finger on where I'm at, I could tell you that I'm ready to go.
Watching these guys the last week, has it kind of made you feel better too?
Yeah. And I mean, they're doing it right now, man. So I just want to be able to get back and not shake things up too much. The guys are in a stride, and I just want to continue that and help out where I can.
I know that there's temptation there to hurry up and bring him back in the rotation. But be cautious. You don't want him to re-aggravate that deal and then you lose him for an even longer period of time.
Yep.
But boy, do I want to see him back in the rotation.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Those obliques can be tricky, so you don't want to mess up.
You ever had an oblique problem?
I don't think so.
How do you know they're tricky?
Well, because we've seen a lot of guys have them, and then they struggle to come back from them. They re-injure them, you know.
Boddicker said he doesn't have obliques, so that's why he never strained them.
I don't think that's true.
Well, don't shoot the messenger, man. He'll be here in a little bit. He said he does not have obliques, so how could he strain them? Right, Jake? Nate says he doesn't think it's true. It's what Mike Boddicker says.
I believe anything Mike says.
Right.
Blindly.
I want you to try to.
There's very few people in this world that I blindly like. Just Ooh. You say it. I'll take your word for it. No matter what.
Who's the list?
Boddicker's on top of it.
Well, give me some more people on that list. I feel like you resist almost everything that anyone says.
So I say it's a short list.
Right. Is there anyone else on the list besides Boddicker?
I'd have to think hard, but right now he's the only man on the list.
What about Todd Lebo?
Oh hell no. I can't believe about half of what comes out of that man's mouth.
Well, he might just delete it anyway, you know, before you even find out.
Right. Yeah, see.
Well, he's going to wear that, isn't he?
He is.
He's going to have to wear that. Mr. Always Be Rolling.
You walk around here and you edit audio? Yeah. I mean, that we need the real.
We're looking for the raw interview. Stuff here.
We are.
We need everything.
I'll choose what comes and goes on this show.
For people that don't know, Ty Lebo was conducting an interview just the other night with Drew Butera, and then tried to make a joke that Drew Butera did not find funny.
Completely bombed on the joke.
Todd Lebo, going against protocol, got to Charlie, who was working at night, and said, hey, before the Border Patrol gets their hands on this, edit this and take this chunk out of the interview.
Right.
Thankfully, the good folks on the TV, on Fox Sports Kansas City, played the entire interview. Nate was watching and heard it, alerted us to what had really transpired, and we went back and we found that the audio had been doctored.
It had. It most certainly had.
It had been manipulated, and we put Lebo's feet to the fire, and Lebo was the one that actually made that call to have that done. That's a conspiracy. I mean, that's a cover-up.
Cover-up, yep. That's accurate. It's a cover-up.
So, look, we have rules here. Without rules, what are we?
Apparently, some people don't have to play by them.
Some people are above the rules.
No, but apparently not. Because guess what happened? The audio was played on the Border Patrol with Lebo sitting here, and he had to hear it. Back after this on WHP. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. Thanks for joining us.
I think that story is worthy for the air.
No. Someday.
Maybe.
Someday it will be, but for now, we will anxiously await the arrival of Mike Boddicker. Shane Summers was sent down to retrieve Mike Boddicker from the parking lot, so he's in. And Matt Beisler will be in at 8:05. Remember, the Royals and the Red Sox today at 1:15 in the sweet afternoon. Ian Kennedy on the mound for your Kansas City Royals. Drew Pomeranz will be the starting pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. The Royals did not lose any ground on the Indians last night because the Indians lost to Baltimore, but Minnesota, they did win, so they pick up a game on the Indians. The Twins were in a slugfest. And Irvin Santana has been crashing back down to earth after he was leading the league in ERA for a while last night. And again, just a reminder of what the win stat is. Last night, this is what gets Irvin Santana a win. 5 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, and 2 walks. Win! So keep that in mind. But when your opponent, Derek Holland, gives up 7 earned runs and 2 2/3, kind of looks good. I keep waiting for the Twins just to fall apart. It seemed like they were ready to, and they still might be after the Indians swept them. But there they are, still hanging in there. Again, with Cleveland losing, they're 37-32, just a game and a half ahead of Minnesota, and 3.5 ahead of your Kansas City Royals, who sit at 34-36 on this fine hump day Wednesday. Back after this on WHB. We've got Mike Boddicker in the studio. We'll talk about this series. Both former teams of Mike Boddicker's heart as Royals and the Red Sox.
Not tugging.
Tugging at your heartstrings. Do you have heartstrings? To be tugged at?
No, I have no obliques either.
Mm-hmm. Do you or not?
No. I had all my muscles removed as a child. Him.
Now, he says he has no obliques. That's why he never got a strain. So now you try to disprove that, Mr. Scientist.
I think every human has obliques.
That's what you think.
I just have fat.
Right.
That's all.
See? Mike Boddicker is in studio. Let's talk baseball after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.